picture. I was like, oh shit.
All right, we ready?
We in this
camera place. One, camera two. All right, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What it do? It's your boys. We back with another fucking shark stream. It's your boy Mako with the fucking Draco. Wait, wrong one. Yes, sir. Mako right with the fucking Draco. You already know what the fuck is going. Ron the Don.
Yes, sir. You know who it is.
And my boy Ant the fucking Great.
What's up?
My boy Toby One Kenobi. Got some stuff going on today. Nothing negative. Taking a quick day off. But we got another water sign here.
Gotcha.
We still
over.
On it, man.
Yeah, we still
the
on it, man.
Still goes on.
We don't miss a day, bud. We don't do that. Let's go. We'll see you back next week, Toby.
Shit.
All right, today's topics, we got a few of them. This is technically our last stream of 2020.
Yes, sir.
This is stream number 14. 14.
Goodbye, 2020.
14 weeks, bro.
Goodbye, 2020.
Goodbye to this shit. I can't even lie. Before we cover any of these topics, I can say myself, I had a pretty good 2020. Like, the world kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
The world definitely sucked this year. But on a personal tidbit, this is actually one of the best years I've had in a really long time.
I'm gonna actually agree with that, because, like, it was a lot of shit going on around me in the world, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, a nigga developed this
that,
year. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I feel like I did a lot of growing and developing this year. Ron has been there with me actually damn near every step of the fucking way. Yeah. Up, downs, times, probably Ron wanted to punch me in my fucking neck.
it was definitely time.
And that's what made me say, no, Ron really fucked with me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I can agree on with you guys on this year being good for me. A lot of... you know, personal stuff came down to it, but you know, I persevere, and that's all that matters.
A lot of growth and self development.
A whole lot of growth, nigga.
I learned
definitely a lot of growth.
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself this year. Not necessarily, and some of the stuff, not even stuff that I didn't know, but it's better. Like, when things are really just brought to your attention for you to understand and try to do something. Like, even as far as, like, I've cut probably more people off in this year. Not even on some, like, fuck nigga shit. Like, people really have had me fucked up this year. But, like, even...
Thoroughly fucked up.
Yeah, but
during the pandemic.
Yes, during the fucking pandemic. But even with that, I've kind of...
I don't got that kind of time. Because it's a pandemic.
Even with that... I've had the... Oh, this is actually kind of disturbing. Hold up. Give me 2 seconds. All
right. Turn this slightly. Do your thing, boy. I'll say, personally, for me, like, what you were saying originally, there was a lot of stuff that I might have, like... I might have known or... had like an idea of conceptually, but I really got more into the depth of those types of things.
Yeah,
like shit really started opening up and really making sense more. And then once you start reading that shit and going with that, life just started like turning positive.
Yeah, even as far as like even the people that I have cut off to be like, oh, I can't fuck with this person anymore. Like I've learned lessons from everybody. Like that, absolutely. Lessons about myself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like even I promise you, everybody has been a blessing for me in some way or another. Even from being just generally great people that I met or trash people that I met that have taught me shit just as simple as setting boundaries or like knowing my own temperament and like just being able to go like actually. This is stressful. Yeah. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Yeah.
Right.
Just not dealing
right.
with
just
it.
Just not also, do it.
Go ahead, bro.
No, yeah, go
I was
ahead.
Gonna say, but like also the self-care to even say, like, I'm not gonna put myself through this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I done been in so many situations this year where I'd be like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this shit. That would probably put me in a worse mood if I do that shit. And now I'm looking at things differently and being like, nah, I don't even want that for myself.
Yeah, man. I remember at the beginning of this year, I talked about this on the podcast before, but I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I think I want to be in a toxic relationship. I got that shit, and it was awful. And as soon as I was done, I was like, oh, no. Actually,
oh, no more.
Oh,
I'm done
please.
With this.
I'm done. I'm completely done. This is too taxing on my energy, like, way too taxing. Not saying I haven't dealt with, like I said, everybody deals with stress just on a, especially when you're talking about the whole, like, year as a whole, but nah, I've been solid. I found my fucking tribe and shit, like... Nigga's been, I've been in a actually very good mental space. I want to say higher, in this span of time, I want to say higher, definitely higher than last year. I can say about 78% of this year, I've been in a... It's probably... there's a gauge, maybe more, maybe less, but I want to say at least 78% of this year, I've been in a pretty solid mental space, which is different than I want to say, like, most of
them. No, I think that the power to be able to just cut off people or know when to do that mm-hmm. is a really great trait to have. I think my mom says it best. It's like learning your body cues. Mm. And like when like energy and just things shift mm-hmm. and you just start feeling different. Yeah. Your intuition is telling you, nah, this I don't really fuck with this person or mm-hmm. I need to change my situation. So mm-hmm. nah, that's a
I find a lot of times that type of shit come up, but we just kind of override it by overthinking. Mm-hmm. Like I know at least me personally, like I might be in a situation and on the inside I'm like, I'm not comfortable with this shit. But then yeah. in my mind, I just keep thinking. I'm like, damn, I'm still here?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, same pattern. Like,
it's literally a loop until you learn the lesson.
Mm-hmm. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass,
nigga.
100%.
Exactly.
Facts. Like, I can even feel like this year for me, like, looking back on past relationships, I was like, yeah. yo, like.
Oh, definitely preach. Looking back on past relationships.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, just like, damn, I'm glad I got it.
Yeah, like, you don't even notice it at the time. Woo, but, like, shit, literally man. Going like. Oh my God, I didn't even know. This person was stressing me out. Like, literally, I just thought this was regular, like,
right.
yeah. regular life. And it's crazy because, like, I remember being in a relationship with somebody and the mm-hmm. people around me coming to find out that was probably the reason they didn't like her because they were like, bruh, she'd just be stressing you the fuck out. Mm-hmm. We don't like seeing you stress the fuck out.
Yeah,
no, y'all don't understand. Yeah. Right. This is my favorite person, and she don't even really mean
it. She's going through a tough time right
yeah.
now, bro.
Come to find out, I sit down and I go, damn, like, mm-hmm. I was so accustomed to stress, and it just became my mm-hmm. default. Like,
you literally noticed the change, like, within weeks, yes, too, yeah, which is yeah. so crazy.
Physically,
and it's usually drastic, too. Like, nigga, I was waking up stressed. I would wake up like, damn, I hope we don't have no argument.
I told my dad because I went on my dad. Oh, me and my dad had a heart-to-heart, and during the process of me dating this one particular girl, my dad was like, she was there, basically. Like, so then we would be in the truck together, and me and this girl would be on the phone all the fucking time. And my dad, I told my dad, I was like, bro, dad, like, cause, like, he genuinely got it. Mm. I was like, bro, dad, there would be mornings I'd get up, and I'm not a morning person. And it just felt like every time bro, I'd get up and I'd be.
Me, apparently, so I gotta step. I'll be right back.
God, no problem. I would wake up, and I'd be like I said, I'm not a morning person, but,
I'm trying to learn how to be a morning person.
Yeah, it's hard.
I feel like all those big techie, like these fucking Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
all them. Like I've listened to like podcasts and just shit that they wake up like early in the morning. And they just get to work.
That's one of the first steps in all like the little self help books about like being more productive. All that shit.
Yeah,
there's a list of like five things that they say the most successful people do, which is just, I think meditate is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate is one of them. Exercise is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Listing things is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm missing one of the other ones, but one of them is definitely waking up early in the morning. They'd be like, mm-hmm. bro, like waking up at 6:30, and if you really go get her 5:30, is where
it might be getting in their sleep. Because sleep is...
They go to sleep earlier.
I'm learning that sleep is so important. Mm-hmm. I've been taking naps more because this work schedule that I'm on is just crazy now. And that transition to full-time and then doing your creative...
Yeah, it's harder, man. Like,
niche is just... Yeah. Once you find that balance, kudos to you.
Yes, man.
Dude, I don't know which one...
I think it's the quarter. Yeah.
Kudos to you, my nigga. Like,
no lie.
You got that shit.
Between that and they say that and... How you start your day off is really important. I didn't realize that until I see it in my. There are literally times where I'll be like, I know what I'm supposed to do, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There are times like on my off days at least, I'll get up and I'll start doing something, and I will dead ass say to myself like, "All right, like, I need to go out in the living room and start writing and doing this, and not get on my PlayStation to do anything, because if I do, it's gonna be harder for me to jumpstart to do what the fuck else ever
X,
I have
y, and
going
Z,
on. And every time I do it, I'll start playing something. I might start playing something else, and then I'm chilling, and I'm like, damn, I'm really like not being as productive as versus if I really just hop up and either edit or like mm-hmm. type on my computer and just do something mm-hmm. productive. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, it's a lot easier for me to tap back in mm-hmm. and like stay in that process throughout the day.
I think that's also the importance of just learning about yourself, because mm-hmm. I learned about myself that I really work off incentive. And so it's like, if I do this for X amount of time, then I can take a break and be like, you know, I did this shit. I accomplished this. Mm-hmm. It's more ease on my mind and the weight off my shoulders that I can play this game or, you know, smoke mm-hmm. or go hang out with my friends without having to worry about, oh, did I do this shit or shit, this shit is backing up. Mm-hmm. Like, or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm taking more time to do all this. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's just that gratification of knowing that you put that work in.
Yeah.
It's like, nothing like going to sleep and feeling like, you did what you were supposed to do.
You can literally rest easy.
Like,
when you got that stress better. On the back of your mind, and you got that guilt, like, damn, I'm over here. I'm kicking it with the
damn, homies. I'm like, lacking.
I'm aggressive.
That shit catching up to me.
I think next year, one of my main focuses is even as far, I think it's more so growth outerly, if that makes sense. Like, because not necessarily, you're always growing generally, internally, all that shit. But I feel like next year I want to focus more on like I said, I like growing the podcast, growing my fan base with my own.
Now that I know myself, I need to apply.
Introduce yourself to the rest of the
world. Right. Introduce yourself. Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta do
allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Topics of the week, man. All right. This week was, not this week, this year was kind of, kind of piss poor for movies. Movies is a big thing for me.
Oh.
But the theater shut down. Actually, ironically, today, I was in Atlantic Station. I saw it really did break my heart. The Regal Cinemas, I think, they're probably really, really shut down now because I saw anytime you see the plywood up in front of the places with the metal fence,
oh, abandoned.
It's abandoned type shit. Point. And it really did hurt my heart because, like, movies, music, and astronomy. I can't even just say astronomy. I think movies, music, and science are my three biggest loves in life.
Okay,
and,
I think I found it. I'm about to send it to you guys.
Okay. Movies, music, and science are my biggest three loves in life. And I have a lot of memories seeing movies at Atlantic Station. Or not just Atlantic Station, seeing movies in movie theaters. Because there is definitely a difference between watching a movie in a theater and watching a movie at home, whether anybody likes to admit it or not. Like, there's a huge difference. One of the main facts is, like, there's courtesy that comes with going to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that you're truly paying for what you're seeing, like, you slick gotta watch it unless it's just an ass
movies
movie.
Is an experience, dog.
Yes, unless it's an ass movie
for the actual experience too.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, unless you just it's an ass movie, you fall asleep. This happened to me like twice in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, yeah, if like you're more than likely, I hope you're not on your phone, scrolling and doing shit. Like,
if you're on your phone in the movies, you need to take your ass home.
So it's a lot more imperative paying attention to the movie versus when we watch things at home and we can just kind of like scroll and do whatever.
You can't rewind at the movies.
And you can't rewind
Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, that shit be on TV. You got DVR. You can just run that shit back.
Or be like, I'll watch this later and never watch it.
Yeah.
So
that's why you need to take your ass to the bathroom before you get into the movie.
Yes,
for real.
I'm not even
drink all your slushy during the previews because you're gonna piss again.
That's why you just see. If you like me, then you good with time, and you can just be like, okay, the movie start at 3:00. Bet I'm gonna show up at 3:20 exactly, and you get there all right. Bro, I promise you, I've gotten to the point where I can arrive at a movie right when the movie. Opening credits is rolling on. I'd be like, all right, I missed the shit. I can chill and eat my popcorn when the actual movie starts.
Right.
And I ain't got to take a piss because I already handled all that shit. Because
right.
a nigga like me, I get my tickets beforehand. Or before, like, beforehand.
Just get them shit off line, bro. Yeah. Get this shit on the little kiosk shit.
We have the internet.
Go. Like, literally. Zoom. So, with that being said,
get your little snacks.
I'm trying to think. What do you guys have a favorite movie of this year?
This year?
The movies did come out this year.
I'm gonna have to research some of the movies that did come out this year. Yeah, let me know what you find. I missed Wonder Woman 84. They was watching it at my homeboy house on Christmas.
I liked it more than the first one, but I thought both of them were mid.
What? I don't see. We did kind of talk about the first Wonder Woman, because I really like the first Wonder Woman, actually.
I remember because y'all was saying that was like the only like decent DC film that even came out.
It wasn't the only one. There were like three, now maybe four decent DC movies that came out. But Wonder Woman, I still think first one is the best.
Which
one.
Which four?
Wonder Woman, Shazam,
I haven't seen
that. Aquaman. Not the original Suicide Squad movie, but Harley Quinn and the Fantabulous, the Birds of Prey movie.
I thought Aquaman was kind of cheesy though.
It was decent.
I didn't see Aquaman.
I didn't see it. Well, I didn't see it all.
It was a lot of hair flips and spear throwing. Basically.
It was a lot of CGI too. Yeah. It was a lot. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
It wasn't bad. Let me see.
Oh, did y'all see Bad Boys for Life?
I'm not a fan of Bad Boys. I heard that one was pretty good, though. I heard Bad Boys for Life was pretty good because Michael Bay was on it.
It's the number one gross film this year.
That's fair.
It is. That nigga Will Smith got time in two.
By a great margin.
Ooh, looking at this list, because I forgot. This list is not this list.
I feel so bad.
Movie has felt so long. My favorite movie out of all these movies that came out this year was definitely The Invisible Man. I've seen The Invisible Man a lot. Actually, I saw The Invisible Man in theaters. Like it came out because it had to come out. This is for this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this year,
it was way. It literally had to be January or.
Last year.
I think
I'm gonna be back again.
Oh my god!
You got moms with their time with me, bro.
Moms.
I think.
Shout out to moms.
Shout
out
to moms, bro.
Shout out to moms.
We haven't shouted y'all out in like three episodes, man. Shout out to moms, my nigga. So, Invisible Man, it had to come out in January or February. And I think one big thing about movies, and I don't know if we'll get to experience this the same way, because like I said, movie theaters have closed and been closing. But gross. January and February are like the dead months. What? You said what?
Corona zombies came out in April.
Oh, dude, that might have been the that might be the best movie we need to
see. We need to tap in.
But January and February are usually the dead months of the year when it comes to movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Not movie theaters, but movies. Like, they just release anything, especially horror movies. Literally a random horror movie. Let's see. Go back to January real quick. Let's see if I can just confirm what I'm talking about. Normally, like...
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, they'll come out with just trash horror movies in January.
The Night House sounds like that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, like, they'll come out with just random just bullshit in January.
Yeah.
And I believe Invisible Man, it had to come out in January or February if it came out this year. Like, let me see. Whenever it did come out...
February.
Okay, yeah. So whenever it did come out, I was kind of like... I knew I felt like it was going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, because there's the dude that directed this movie also directed it's a movie called Upgrade. Yeah. Have you seen Upgrade?
I don't think so.
Dude, Upgrade is like, it's ironically.
I was going to mention. When did Uncut Gems come out, though?
Uncut Gems came out last year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's the last movie I've seen in theaters then.
Yeah.
I went to go see that shit in theaters and I was like, yo. First of all, I was the only one in the theater and I was blowed as hell. That shit was like majestic as fuck.
It was. That was a really good movie. But the dude, Tom Hardy, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, have you seen Venom?
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Upgrade is what Venom was supposed to be. Like, it was like basically, without ruining the plot of the movie or the whole plot of the movie, this dude gets an AI chip in his like neck type shit and like it can control his body.
Mm.
So like this nigga's doing like he's getting attacked by people and he gives control of his body to the AI and the AI is doing crazy like kung fu like wild shit.
I think I've seen the preview of that shit.
Crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's literally what I wanted.
Did either of y'all see what was it? The Vin Diesel shit? Bloodshot?
No.
Or whatever it was?
No, I didn't see that.
But the dude that directed Invisible Man directed that movie and had already seen Upgrade, and the thing about like I said, I'm really into movies. The way this nigga uses camera angles and shit, and the way he uses like film is crazy. Like the dude, like there are scenes when a dude is fighting, and the camera, I can't really explain it, but it's kind of moving with him.
Yeah,
like, and it kind of gives you a sense of like what's the word for it? not motion sickness, but it's crazy. So when I saw he was directing Invisible Man, I was like, okay, this might be a really good movie. So it's like
you're moving
movie.
With the character that you're watching?
Yeah, okay. But it's weird. Like
they kind of do stuff like that sometimes with anime, when the fight scenes are fast as fuck. Is it like that? Or
no, I'd have to show you an example. There are scenes in Invisible Man that are a lot like what I'm talking about. But Invisible Man came out in that period, and I was like, okay, cool. I went to go see the movie. The movie's fucking great. I've seen that movie a hell of times. Literally, I know I love a movie when I like watch it, and I'm like, no, y'all got to see this. Better yet, I got to watch this with y'all. So like, y'all, because I'm not typically the type to watch a movie multiple times unless I think it's really good. Like, after I saw Wonder Woman 84, I was like, all right, I don't need to watch this movie again. I thought Wonder Woman 84 was mid. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was a little bit too cheesy for the opening part, and then the ending was better. Once the action started, it got a little bit better, but then I still thought the ending
See,
was
See, I felt like, I felt like the first one was too cheesy.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I thought the first one
Because
was...
the whole so my thing with the first one is I felt like the whole theme about her like reaching her full potential was like she had to fall in love with the first man she saw and then like he had to die for her to reach her full potential. And I'm just like, she's Wonder Woman. She's been training since she was a little girl. Right. Okay. And I don't know. It's just weird. That's what I really didn't like about it. And that just threw me off. But
I have to go back and watch it. But I kind of get what you're saying.
The action scenes were cool. But like the second one, I felt like it was.
This is what I'll say. This is why I think the first one is a better movie in spite of, because I am somebody that's like, you got to stick the landing. Yeah. But I feel like the first two acts of Wonder Woman, because movies are typically divided into three acts. Like, it's just three parts. Like, the first, in Wonder Woman, in the first one, the first act basically takes place on the island. The second act takes place when they go to land and she's like, all right, we're going to war. And the third act starts to shift, I think. The third act kind of takes place basically towards the end when she's like, when shit kind of gets more serious and she's like, all right, I really gotta murder this nigga basically for real. Like, so like, those are the three acts of that movie. I felt like the first two acts were really good and the last act was kind of because I think I did kind of say the same thing, not per se about the her falling in love with a nigga or anything like that. It was more so the fact of like,
it's not even about her falling in love with him.
I thought where it got cheesy for me was how she, because they did tell her all her life, like, eventually she found out, she didn't know she was the weapon that they put on the island. She thought, like, the sword was the weapon, like, conceptually. So, like, I just don't like when movies just be like, all right, well, here's a power boost. And then, like, because based on my memory, Ares had her basically, even after the nigga blew up, Ares still had her beat. And then, like you said, she tapped into some inner strength and was like, no, I'm the GOAT. And I vaguely remember watching her walk this nigga down or some shit. You've seen it more recently than me. Yeah. But she basically kind of walked this nigga down and really, like, beat his ass. I was like,
threw a gas truck at this.
Yeah, like really fucked this nigga up. So, I feel like the first two acts of Wonder Woman 84 were not that great, and the last act was better. But I don't want to give spoilers on the movie because it's still like,
I think I more so like 84 because of the fact that she had like. Kind of like that sub enemy. Like, I don't want to. Like,
But
she was hard.
Yeah, that was
hard. Apex Predator
hard. That shit was. I just didn't.
I'm really mad I missed that shit.
See, you can watch it on. You watch it on.
This is literally what we just talked about, though. If I can't go see it at the movies, I'm probably just.
Yeah, you just.
Gonna be like, I'll watch it later. Yeah. Just never watch that shit.
It's like the. Because I just. I really wanted her to be the main villain.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want her to be like the D villain. Wonder Woman is definitely not on my list. Not 84. I feel like there's another one or two movies I'm missing. I have not seen Tenet. Borat 2 was really actually funny. So this is the thing. The first Borat movie, if you watch it now, especially if you're like more like, it's a lot harder to watch now. Like the jokes don't land the same. And then like, the same way I don't watch Dude, I don't really watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force like that anymore because the jokes are like, it's a lot of rapey jokes in it.
I literally went to watch Aladdin on Disney Plus the other night, and before the movie started, they had put a disclaimer at the beginning of
that
the
shit was racist.
Yeah. This movie contains stereotypes and like all types of things. Yeah. These things were wrong then and are wrong now, but instead of removing it, we're going to start the conversation. And I was like, damn, Disney?
Yeah, like, because they kind of have to do that now. Because a lot of this shit really was racist, but like, Borat's different, but still like conceptually.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, like it depends on
because Reno 911 is low key racist, and that shit is funny.
But
as fuck.
It's not about per se the certain things you can make racism funny if you are funny. Dave Chappelle literally does it all the fucking time. Yeah. Like you can make anything funny if you're actually funny, but some of the jokes are like. For example, in Aqua Teen Hunger Force, like I said, there's a lot of rapey jokes in the fucking show. And it's these not even like these are just like frat boy, like, oh, ha ha funny, not like crafted like funny. Like some niggas like the Booty Warrior episode of the fucking Boondocks for me will forever be fucking funny.
That
like,
shit was
good. Because it was intellectually funny as well as just funny.
And then in the like I said, the background atlas, all that shit. Like it's really fucking funny. And the fact that they over his jail is not really like that shit. Like at least not like.
But the fact that it is based on a true story, this nigga is real.
Nigga, yeah, like the that's
nigga,
what I fucked
me this up. Dog, I was like real, 15 on YouTube. I was like, this nigga look familiar.
This nigga is real.
I seen the episode before I found out about the dude.
I saw the dude before I found out about the episode. Like I was like,
I saw the episode and then I found out about the dude. So I was like, oh shit.
Holy fuck.
They really tapping in.
For real. That episode was like really funny. But like I said, certain things are well crafted. But with that being said, so the first Borat movie, it's still funny. Because, like, have you guys ever seen Borat, the first one?
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Borat? Have you seen Borat?
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the recent one.
Borat is this nigga from Kazakhstan or some shit like
that? Yeah, it's from somewhere.
It's from some fucking country that's, like, fucked up. He's an idiot, bro.
I can't remember where he's from, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he comes over to America, and I think in the first movie, I'm trying to remember, he came to do something and then ended up falling in love with, like, the lead actress of a show and tries to go across the country to marry her. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, he's going up to people and doing shit, and, like, and he's acting like, he's this tourist nigga. He doesn't know what's going on, but he's doing wild shit. He's really clowning. He's acting like a clown.
He's wild shit, bro.
And he's acting like a clown. He's really clowning, but he's really clowning the people that he's clowning, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, the joke is not on him. It's on them because, I mean, you know this nigga's an actor and shit. They think he does shit like go sit down with, like, white people, like, old-ass racist white people and have dinner with them and, like, say crazy shit and do crazy shit or, like, go out.
I seen him in that like, I don't even know what to call it, like a bathing suit or whatever, the green joint.
Have you ever watched the Eric Andre show?
A couple episodes.
Okay, I'm trying to find, like,
wasn't he following some kid or something?
I don't know. I haven't seen
I seen that nigga shaved his head.
Oh yeah, that nigga's crazy, bro.
That nigga shaved his head. Dog.
But Borat, like I said, the first one is like, and the jokes are, like I said, some of the jokes are kind of like dated, but the shit's pretty fucking funny. So when they said they were making a second one, the thing about comedy movies now, it's a lot harder to make a good lasting comedy movie because culture has changed. Yeah. Like, it's shifted to where, like, we've just got more advanced. Certain things just aren't funny. And then, like I said, things are a lot more PC. Like, not saying you can't make a joke that's racist or you can't make a, like, rapey joke, quote unquote, but, like, you have to be crafted with it. You can't just be
Do you have a respectfully button?
No, we need one.
Damn. Respectfully.
Yeah, I'm dead. You just have to be, like, crafty with it. So the thing was, they were like, we're coming out with another Borat movie. And I was like, bro.
Be careful.
I was like, how are you going to do that? Because the thing about the first Borat movie was, like, bro, that shit was so funny. It was so racist. It was so fucked up.
It was outrageous.
It was completely outrageous. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, now we know, like, like I said, he would go do shit with old racist white people and shit. And it's like, nowadays, we literally know people in America are fucking racist as shit and don't give a fuck and they're rednecks and all this different type of shit. So, like, it's not as funny as a joke. Like, not saying we didn't know those things before, but it was so funny.
It wasn't as blatant before, though.
Yeah, and it wasn't as blatant before. So, like, They were like, we're coming out with another Borat movie. It was like, how are you going to do this? So essentially the movie is like, he brings his daughter with him to America.
This guy has a daughter?
Yes. And it's
does
like,
does she look like him?
Kinda. It's, oh, and it's so funny because he treats his daughter like absolute shit. Like literally, like she has a cage. Like, and when the movie starts, she lives in a cage. Like,
nah, somebody like, need to shoot that.
So he that's brings awful. It's crazy, right? So it is like super sexist. So basically, the premise of the movie is he brings his daughter to America with him because he's trying to sell her to like get her married and like sell her to some politician or some shit like that.
So the opposite of taking.
Kinda, yeah. Okay. Like, so, like, he's, so, like, that's the premise of the movie, but it's actually really good. I think it's even better than the first one because of, like, it's a better movie. The first one didn't really have, like, plot like that. Like, this one had, like, a whole plot, and then it's literally not.
Oh, I know what he looked like. What his daughter look like? She got the mustache?
No, she doesn't.
That's that green shit right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good grief.
And it's sexist, but it literally all comes around, and there's an actual message to it that well, you really feel like, good about. Like,
if you're gonna do shit like that, you have to have a vision. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just be just saying shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wrong.
So, like,
you need to shit.
That's the daughter. No, I just need to reset.
Oh, that's his daughter.
But yeah, so the
she don't look nothing like that nigga, bro.
She don't. I mean, it's acting, bro. This movie is so fun. I'm not gonna hold it. This movie is so fucking funny, bro. Just the way they do humor is like. There's a scene where like he feed this scene where she's got the cupcake shit on her mouth. So he feeds her a cupcake and it has a baby on the cupcake. So he's like, oh, we need to find a doctor that takes babies out. So they go to an abortion clinic or like a parental. They're in Texas or some shit like that. They go to like a clinic and he's like, I give my baby. He said, I put baby inside my daughter and I need you to help take it out. It is literally and the dude is like,
yo.
The dude is like, at first he's like, well. He's white dude.
Incest?
Like, yeah, he doesn't say it. At first, I don't think even think he catches it. He's like, yeah, no, we're not aborting the baby.
This ain't
he's like, yeah, he's like, no, we believe in God here. We're not aborting the baby. That's a fetus. Like, it's a living thing. Mm. And then he's like, no, like, I put baby. No, it's not living. It can't be living. Like, I just put the baby in my daughter. Like, I need you to help take it out. And the nigga's like, I can't. I still can't do that. Like, bro, they put people in crazy situations. And the thing is, the people that they put in these situations don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, so it's a genuine reaction, bro. That shit is actually really good. And then, like I said, it has a very good ending, like, message-wise. Because, like I said, this nigga Borat, like, bro, he's so sexist, bro. Like I said, this woman starts off the movie in a cage, like, dirty as hell. And he's like, yeah, this is her cage. Like, mm-mm. Eventually she'll be old enough to get, like...
Bro, what would you actually do if you just met somebody that just told you some shit like that, though, to your face? It's like, oh, yeah, I keep my daughter in the kitchen. Like, what you doing?
I'm call the police. Literally call the police.
I'm hooking off on that nigga right there, bro.
I'm not going to hook off on him. That's because... ridiculous. Not immediately. I got to be more calculated. Because I would want to, but I'd be like, nah, this nigga might be really dangerous. Like, he keeps his daughter in a cage. And he's telling me this... Like,
exactly,
he's not afraid and he doesn't care.
Exactly,
I don't know what he's capable of, so I'm gonna get the law involved first.
That nigga need to be locked
they
up,
they need
man.
To be in prison forever. I feel like, I feel like unnecessary murder, yes, prison for life, but rape, prison for life. Like, that is the one thing, unnecessary murder is. Unnecessary murder.
Well, isn't the nature of murder that it's unnecessary killing?
Not necessary, is it?
I think, like, that's what makes it murder, is that it's like no reason. Or like it wasn't justified. Because like self-defense isn't murder, but you kill somebody.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Like, because there's, well, no, not necessarily. Because like, hypothetically, if somebody comes and kills like everybody you know, which is not possible, which is why I'm still going. If somebody comes and kills everybody that you know, which is like, let's say like 50 people, like, yeah, I'm gonna go murder that nigga. You don't even gotta kill that many people for me to go. I'm going to go do it. But like, again, it's not unjustified in my mind. Like, I mean,
well, you said he's not unjustified.
No, in my mind, me going to do that, like,
yeah, that's justified. That's not murder.
That is still murder. If he does that and then I go to his house and kill him in his sleep, yeah, I murder him. It's still murder. Like, technically.
I'm still thinking like Stone Age rules for real.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, yeah, you're thinking like yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't.
That's fine. Some people think that way.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I know, nigga. I'm coming to see you. Like,
I mean, I have to murder you now. Like, I have to. For you. It's only right. Like, but that, like, I mean, that's
everyone I know. It could be one person.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, but regardless, still, that is murder. I could see that. I'd be like, all right, you still probably got to go to jail, but I don't know. I might not put you in jail for your whole life. Mm-hmm. Rape is the only thing I think I'd be like, bro, you going to jail for the rape. Because there's absolutely, positively no reason to do that shit at all, ever. Like, there's not even a guy. Like, I could give you a few reasons a nigga got to die. Some niggas just got to die. Some
you kill everybody I know, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's a bar, nigga.
Even like you said, Ron, I was just about to say that's a bar, but even what Ron said, like, no, like, but yeah, that them niggas got to go. Gotcha. I don't even know how we got there. All right, so topic number two, I said pop culture moment of the year. Do you guys have a favorite pop culture moment of the year before we get to the last one? The last one, I think, was pretty extensive. There were a lot of moments.
When we say pop culture, are pop we talking culture. Like just music, or are we talking shit in pop general? Culture.
Yeah. General shit in in media this year. A lot of shit happened this year.
Everything happened this year, nigga.
A lot of shit.
Everything happened this year,
my nigga. Like pop culture, there's a lot of shit considered pop culture.
We literally went through the entire civil rights movement again.
Yeah,
we went. Did, we man. On the way into another roaring 20s. You know what the fuck gonna happen when the world open back up, dog?
Yeah. Is it going to open back up?
Eventually.
I'm giving it 2 years.
Two years. Yeah, that's fair.
Some kind of way.
It's not as bad as people think it is. It's just the fact that we have social media now. People have went through worse shit. It's just niggas didn't have Twitter to like.
I don't know. We'll see, man. This new strain of COVID in 20.
Niggas talking about 20.
Coming through, man.
Niggas talking about it was 2020, but she's turning 21 next year. So she can drink now.
Jesus.
We all gonna fucking die. I'm dead. Pop culture.
You're right though,
dude. What did Kanye do this year? I know Kanye had to do something this year, man. Kanye had to do something this year.
Kanye definitely went on some rants.
Kanye definitely went on some random fucking rants this year.
Oh man, I'm trying to see.
This is Toby would have this shit. Just
this nigga like that nigga be tapped in.
Yeah, Toby's Toby's our fucking analyst, bro. Oh, dude. Oh. Fuck, pop culture moments from 2020. I feel like Soulja Boy did something this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Soulja Boy doing.
Soulja Boy didn't do it. It's been a long year, man. Soulja Boy didn't do anything this year. Are we sure?
Last thing I remember was Drake. And they made a meme out of that shit, and that's still circulating.
Oh, you're talking about like that's not this year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the last thing I remember with Soulja Boy,
dude.
Cause they still using that like the story he told when the niggas was gonna try to rob his house. That shit's still circulating.
Dude, I'm just kind of go backwards in my head. Larsa Pippen.
Oh, my God. Ronnie?
Nah, not even that. I'm talking about actually getting caught cheating with, like...
Nah, that Ronnie shit was funny.
That shit was just funny, though. That shit was just funny. Apparently, that shit did. Just
the memes rolling and him smoking.
Oh, nigga, that happened this year.
Fucking love.
Oh, yes, bro. Ronnie, yes.
Fucking videos of... LeBron spanking him and shit.
Oh, bro, Bobby smoking was a fucking funny moment, bro.
That was hilarious.
And then recently with his Laura Pippen and then his mom getting involved.
What's crazy is that like
that's so crazy.
Honestly, we just like look out like the story that's been like going on with this nigga this year. Like Bronny not had a year, bro. This nigga smoked. His dad won the championship. This nigga came home and apparently just made this nigga disappear off the face of the earth for a couple months.
Man, he's lit.
This
man.
Nigga dude, comes he's, back.
He's guaranteed a ring.
Bro, this nigga comes back huge as fuck and now he hollering at Scotty.
Dude, fuck, dude, absolutely. NBA moments. The Clippers blew a 3-1 lead up by 17 points in the third quarter against the Nuggets.
Also got their asses whooped the other night.
Yes, dude, they got whooped.
They got Dallas, they collapsed.
They got they took a 2K ass whooping the other night.
They took a like you seen the meme where it was like when your girl like let me look through your phone, play me in a game of 2K, and then, like nigga beat her. Oh, bruh. For real.
Shit is crazy. Biggest lead in NBA history at a halftime. 50 points.
Yeah, dude.
This shit was crazy.
There were a lot of negative pop culture.
I was like, what the hell?
But I feel like there was some shit that
this can't be real.
Actually,
there was a lot of good shit happening.
This is 2K.
I know Kanye did something super specific, man.
Well, that nigga ran for president, didn't he?
I mean, you already
know.
Right. My baby! Was that him? What the fuck did he say? He screamed something. He was in front of mad people, man.
Mm-hmm. Kanye really be doing shit.
Kanye really does.
Kanye really be doing shit.
Man, why? Oh my god, Twitter is insane, bro. I'm literally just trying to go to my page, and I don't know how to do
actually though, because of you, I've dedicated a whole folder in my phone just to memes.
Dude, I'm at 558 right now.
I'm at 289. I gotta step my game.
Dude.
My god.
Tiger King came out this year.
Some of these are pictures of you.
Huh? Tiger King was this year.
That was it. I told you, it's long as shit. That's what I'm saying. We just have to go back. Bro, it's crazy. We have to go back. A lot of shit happened this year.
Fucking Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic Pack.
Smoking on that.
Ooh.
Smoking on that Joe Exotic Pack.
Fuck nigga walking around, man. No, you're talking about he got Obama runs. That shit happened this year. Yeah. I ain't never heard of no Obama runs a day in my life. I ain't even know Obama condoned no shit like that.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Killed her husband. Whacked him.
Couldn't tell me that it didn't happen.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wait, man. No, we have to go back, bro. I wish there was a way I could go. Is there a way I can go back on Twitter?
She's feeding the tigers. They snacking.
I don't know. What's happening? Joe Exotic happened this year.
Carol Baskin.
Michael Jordan happened this year, bro.
Michael Jordan happened this year.
Time Michael out. Jordan.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bean.
Rest in peace, yes. Kobe Bean. That is not a top moment this year.
It's not. But we're going to remember that nigga, though.
There's so many bad
moments. There's a lot of bad moments this year. I showed the fuck out, too.
Dude.
My man with the cranberry juice.
Yeah, dude.
Sketching
down. Bro, the ocean spray?
Yeah.
Dog, they been playing Fleetwood Mac in my job and shit. I'm getting that bitch faded as hell just walking through there. Enjoying
the
my day.
What the fuck was I even talking about? Super specifically.
You said Michael Jordan.
The Michael Jordan documentary is one of the greatest documentaries. I think, what time do you think you'd be here on Thursday? Like, one-ish?
Oh, you said one-ish.
Yeah.
I could probably be here 12:30.
Dude, that'd be lit. But before that, I'm going to put on just a pad of the Michael Jordan shit playing in the background. Yo, the Michael Jordan special is actually, that really might be one of my favorite documentary series of all time. I don't really I still don't really care for Michael Jordan the person. He's still not Michael Jordan, the human being, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro. Mm-hmm. He was really the Goku of basketball players. I'm literally trying to figure out.
Mastermind, dog.
I'm trying to figure out who to correctly compare Kobe and LeBron to as far as anime characters, but Michael Jordan was just Michael Jordan might not even be Goku. He's some shit beyond that, bro. The nigga was just I'm going to get better. And then he was the best, and he was like, I'm the best? Well, I'm still about to get better. And then eventually he was just like, bro, I'm just here. I am on top. I'm really just competing with myself.
Yeah.
The fact that he would fabricate lies about people to make himself, did you see the documentary? Did you see the shit?
I watched the whole shit.
Bro, when he was
I binged that shit, bro.
Bro, when the nigga was I don't know what he said. He was some nigga said some shit to him. On the way out the arena, he was like, all right, bet. He came back the next game and dropped 42 points on that nigga's head or some shit
He took that personal.
That's the thing. He takes everything personally. Yeah. Then he went back and the media asked him about it. And he was like, bro, that nigga never said that shit. I made that shit up. To get myself something to compete against. I don't really give a fuck. I'm Michael fucking.
I would say Michael Jordan was the Alexander the Great of basketball. This nigga just conquered everything.
Bro, the nigga was. And that's the other thing. Michael Jordan
was a competitive psychopath. They say he's still a competitive psychopath.
Bro, he made up lies about people so he could be more motivated.
That's what I mean.
That's crazy.
Bro, and it's shit like...
That's crazy.
But think about just like the mind states to even know, like, if I just say this shit, the media's going to have it out there and I'm going to see it.
And I'm going to see it.
And I'm going to use that.
I made it up.
Yes.
I made it up.
Nigga created his own... He literally created his own world, bro. It's like, that's manifestation at the highest level.
Bro, this nigga is the fucking raging demon. He's like the Akuma of basketball, bro. Like, just for no reason, bro. Shit like, this nigga... Hoopin!
This nigga's not a general. Bro, this ain't no military shit. Bro, Michael Jordan... He was doing this just to go drop buckets on niggas, bro.
Bro, this nigga Michael Jordan was filming Space Jam and was like, I can't stop getting better. Like, I have to be able to practice in between, like, time. And niggas are like, bro, that shit's impossible. You can't train like that. And then he did it. Even though Space Jam was garbage, like, it didn't really have anything to do with him. He's not really a good actor. But, like, still, he's training. You saw it. They made him a gym. They literally made him a gym, and everybody in the NBA that was fire flew out to play him.
And like, let's not forget, he was talking shit on them niggas in the movie.
It's like the hyperbolic time. They built this nigga a hyperbolic time chamber, bro. Yeah. And niggas just came and played basketball. That just is insane. Just the hoop.
What happened when you walk in your purpose, nigga.
And the nigga was, bro. Nigga was like, bro, the Pistons keep beating my ass. Oh, all right, cool. I'm gonna just get better. That's cool. I'm gonna get better. Like, I really think for the longest hit in the new Dragon Ball Super was my favorite fighter because, like, when he was fighting Goku, the nigga was just Goku has to, like, you know, niggas gotta, like, transform and shit and, like, apply Kaioken and all that, which was super fire to see. Hit was like, oh, cool. You was beating my ass. You right. You did have me. But unlike you, I can't, like, transform or nothing. I have to actually develop my skill. So, like, I literally just developed and I got better. I could really kill you, but the rules say that I can't kill you. So, I can't really fuck you up the way I want
to
fuck you
up. What's that shit all them coaches used to tell you and shit? Like, hard work beat talent when talent don't work hard?
Frame skipping and shit.
That nigga was like, fuck time, fuck all that shit. I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
This nigga, he was spazzing, bro. That's what Michael Jordan is, bro. After a certain point, like, he's just...
It made no sense.
Yeah, it just still, like, I'm definitely putting that shit on. I would literally like to see that. Even with, like, no volume on and just watching it, bro. Like, my mom said this a long time ago, I'm happy I did get to see that. My dad says this too, because my mom was like, bro, I'm not even into basketball, but, like, watching Michael Jordan was like watching a ballerina with a basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, because he was the only person that you ever saw do this shit. This
nigga was graceful as hell.
He would just float. Like, and I'd be saying it, bro. Me and Akeem watched this shit, and I would really be, and Slim watched episodes with us too. And I'd be on the couch, and I'd be like, bro, he's still in the air.
Literally be above everybody.
Yeah.
Woo, woo. What, like, it's like
this nigga was literally writing in cursive with the ball in the air.
Nigga
was just signing MJ on niggas before he posted them.
Like when he shoots the shot in New York, I think, and he does the game winning shot after he kind of like pushed the nigga and then steps back and he does a celebration. He jumps and does that like air split and like punches the air. I'm like, bro, he's still floating. Yeah. Like, look at that shit. Effortless. Yeah. Not even trying to do it. Like, you're just doing that shit. That's incredible. And I was like, bro, people got to see this nigga
live
do that in person.
Like, you gotta imagine, niggas had floor seats.
Somebody was watching that shit.
Jay-Z probably had floor seats.
Bro,
niggas' feet was at their heads while they were sitting down.
Literally was watching that shit.
That's crazy.
Niggas watch Michael Jordan drop 50 points, bro. Niggas watch niggas do it.
That shit is insane.
That's another reason I really want to at least go see like two really good basketball players.
Nah, yeah, I can't wait until all this COVID shit goes out so we can get courtside seats.
That's why I say, bro, we like that shit do happen in this decade. It's gonna be another roaring 20s, bro.
Yeah,
oh God, bro. I know I'm going fucking stupid.
I'm going.
Oh yeah,
responsibly, but I'm going fucking.
Yeah,
I'm already going stupid. I can't wait to see y'all niggas go stupid. Everybody going stupid, bro. This year been a crazy stupid.
I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah, nigga, it's like bro, straight going down. Stupid all year, bro.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead. All right.
It's coming live.
But yeah, man, I don't know if any more good shit happened.
No, more. Not even good shit. I know there were more moments. It's just this year's been so long. It's hard.
It's really hard to reflect all at once.
Yeah, this is what we needed, Toby. Toby would be like, this is what y'all miss. I want Toby to come out here and curse us out.
That nigga somewhere right now just thinking up that shit for no reason.
I sent him the shit. I sent him the shit of what we were supposed to be doing.
R.I.P. to Chadwick.
R.I.P. Chadwick.
And
R.I.P. Alex. Pop Smoke. R.I.P. Didn't Juice WRLD pass this year?
No, he passed last year.
That was last year?
Yeah, last year towards the end of the year.
Alec Trebek from Jeopardy.
I'm pretty sure we've already done... pretty sure we already did our favorite albums. I think I did that like last week. I literally fucking
this year? Every
tweet. Yeah. All right, so we can do Twitter moments.
Now. Alfredo was hard as shit.
Alfredo was, man, amazing.
Death we to just, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
He got charged this year.
Is he in jail? He's been in jail, right?
He got charged in March.
So he's, this nigga's just been chilling. It's crazy when you just wait and have money.
23 years. Mm-hmm.
All right, did you send me the link? Yes, you did. Instagram, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is this it? No.
What is
it? On Twitter?
Go, yeah, click that.
Is this it?
And then go
down. Oh, yeah. How did you know? What
go,
was your...
What's the one moment? And then just go through the quoted.
Yes.
What? Not that one.
Quote tweets?
No. Go up. That. The. Go down.
I didn't even get no damn tweet.
Click that post. Oh, I didn't know your screen was touch screen.
That's
cool.
Oh shit. Yo, yeah, the nigga crumping.
Oh yeah. Dude, a lot of shit happened this year, bro. The lady with the
wheelchair. Yeah, the lady with the fucking wheelchair. Oh, stabbing God. Niggas. Stabbing niggas coming out the chair.
We really could have just went to this, bro.
I mean, this is the next segment, so we good.
Shit,
this is just Twitter moments though. But still, fucking we get merge
entangled.
Entanglement happened this year?
Entanglement.
Yes, it did.
Entanglement.
That's what I meant about pop culture moments. We should know what
Virgo on Virgo attack.
Virgo. Wait. Will Smith is a Virgo?
August Alsina.
Oh my goodness.
August. I'm sorry. I don't know your name.
August Alsina.
Yo, that did.
Augusta.
That's Augusta. Crazy. Oh my God, bro. A lot of shit.
Bro, 21 Savage got Morgan Freeman to narrate his album this year.
Yo, that really did happen.
That shit threw my ass, bro.
Bro, a lot of shit happened. So much shit happened.
Fucking Jada's a Virgo.
Jada is a Virgo, bro. That's why I'm afraid of Virgos, too.
Now, I'm scared now. Shit. I was curious before.
The government doesn't care about us.
Will said, what really happened?
He looked like he was really a bro. Entanglement. I said that
what's
it was crazy
really going on, Jada?
When she said it the first time, I said to myself,
on the internet remix everything.
Bro, they do.
You can just say some shit. He's gonna make a whole song.
Ironically,
this
I thought
nigga
about,
made a whole song too.
I promise you, I swear to God, I was like at that. Work today and I thought about the Bed Intruder song. God. And I was like, I wonder where he's at.
I don't know.
Do you know what song I'm talking about? He's climbing in your windows and snatching your people up. Yeah. Trying to rape them so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife. I was like, I wonder what this nigga's doing now.
That nigga probably singing in somebody's grocery store or something. Yeah. Nah, I'm playing. Probably. Hopefully life has been.
Can you get royalties off of this shit? Hopefully, like
hopefully so.
I think you can.
I pray all my people get paid. Shit.
Yes, sir.
Dude, yeah, there were hella riots and shit going on. Not even riots and protests. Yeah, I was a part of the riots and protests. That was a big, like, cultural moment.
I say some of my favorite cultural moments.
People was fucking crumping in front of the police.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I like just seeing people just, like, I like seeing the way our people just flex their intelligence and shit in certain moments, too.
I'm trying to find Twitter moments that happened this year specifically.
Twitter moments. I mean, currently, Twisted T.
That's lit, but... The top moments are obviously Negro Solstice is up there. World War III is up there.
That shit did. Killer Hornets, nigga.
Killer Hornets. When Corona took off is up there.
Bro, that shit was crazy.
I'm trying to, but some other shit happened too, bro.
Niggas predicted aliens and now we got the Galactic Federation.
Yeah,
but it's okay because niggas got powers now.
Like, bro, this is the thing.
Y'all better stop
there literally have to be, like, I wish I could go back
Let me see. Let me see if I can look this up. I feel like they're...
That's another Twitter moment.
Everybody, I feel like there's a way that we can, like... I feel like there should be a way...
If you ain't get no powers, you probably cool.
Yes, I saw that with the fucking people kneeling, bruh.
When the whole house and the fucking Democrats...
Oh, knelt and shit?
Let me see, man.
Yeah, Twitter been insane this year, bro.
Like,
I'm... Shouts out to you, though, because I just got on this year. Bro, Twitter... just always keep sending me shit.
Bro, Twitter is, like... The only thing possibly funnier than Twitter is probably Reddit. And I'm not... I don't know anything about Reddit, so... Me that's neither. The only reason that I stay...
I don't know shit about Twitter, bro. I just be saying shit.
Like Twitter 2020. Because I feel like we talked about a lot of shit on the podcast. The fucking shit with... the shit at the restaurant. What is the name of the restaurant?
What happened? True Kitchen
was something. A moment where the people were dancing.
Where they were twerking on the table.
And the nigga came at out.
The restaurant.
And then they came to the door.
No, and the owner.
Did that happen this year?
Yeah, that happened.
When Salt Bae was recording this year. The nigga came
oh,
and, like,
that came happened to too. That happened too. That Black happened Twitter. Too. That shit was funny. Yeah.
Black Twitter's been late.
And they spun that shit like...
Every which way. Everywhere. I didn't even know what happened anymore.
At one point, like they were dating. And then at another point, like they were brother and sister.
At another point, he wasn't even coming in for
right,
her.
Like, it wasn't even her. Like,
she was like 12 at one point. I was like, bro, what is happening here? I don't know. What you would do the same thing.
Do you know that? What do you mean?
You would do the same thing.
Oh, another Twitter moment, nigga. This meme with these two people texting each other.
That was this. That was
people
this shit.
People done got so outrageous with them shits, nigga.
But it don't even matter. Like, people just
the fucking
shit,
ratio
bro.
Shit.
The ratio, bro. Ratio, bro.
People are so fucking ratioed, people like, are so stupid, man.
People are. It is so funny, bro. I swear to God, the best thing about Twitter is not even the... Like, there's Twitter as the whole. Then there are the... Then there's
the
Black Twitter.
The subcategories of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Not even that. There's Twitter, the app. And then it's like your feed. Mm-hmm. And then there's Twitter, the post. I'm sorry. Then there's Black Twitter. And then there's the comment section of Black Twitter. The comment section of Black Twitter is like funnier than everything else.
Yes.
Because it's like
niggas just say shit.
Bruh, the responses to shit.
It's the follow-up.
It's the
it's the follow-up.
It's the reactions to shit, bro. Oh my God. So, wait, hold up. I'm so sorry. Let me find.
You know what else happened this year?
What?
This nigga Offset, bro.
Offset cheated again?
Phenomenal. He won?
He won?
This nigga came back in the fourth quarter, nigga.
He won.
He won. Oh, he won. Basically. Yeah. That's what you say.
He won.
The nigga won. Bro, niggas be so actually funny. Like,
oh my
painfully
God. Bro,
funny.
Jeezy and Gucci happened this year, too.
Jeezy and Gucci happened this year,
yes.
Bro. Oh my God.
I didn't think I was going to see that shit.
I almost witnessed a murder live.
Yo, nigga. That really happened, bro.
But nah.
I don't
know. They set that shit up too smooth, though.
This isn't really a moment, but people calling the stimulus a stimmy
has
been
like
hurting
shit.
Me every single time.
I love that shit.
It wasn't even last year. I said this year. I was like, cause niggas was trying to figure out methods and shit. I was like, I can turn your stimmy into an Emmy or some shit like that.
Niggas are crazy with that.
Yeah, I was a nigga.
Like, when you posted when it was like, I'll meet y'all at Ruth Chris. And it was like,
Yeah. But the stimulus is coming in. Yo, and it had all the Family Guy niggas holding us.
Ice out at the restaurant and shit.
Yeah. Yo, I just saw somebody post some shit. I'm gonna put the video up on the screen. I had to fucking bookmark it. Nigga was like, it's just gonna be me when the $2,000, bro. I just love nigga culture,
and
bro.
Yes. Right around when Christmas was coming around, I think I sent you that other one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Elf on the Shelf, and then Timmy.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the Coons on the Moon?
Coons on the Moon, yes.
Yes, I think he sent me Coons on the Moon.
Yeah.
Nigga said, with that $2,000 skit.
Hell nah.
Why does he keep doing that?
Did you say anything? How much are you niggas finna do with $2,000? You're not getting a hell of that with two bands.
Stonks, not stocks. Two cars. Hotel.
Yo! Nigga. Y'all can't afford Backwoods, nigga?
Bruh, not with $2,000.
Y'all can't afford the Russian creams?
Not with $2,000, bruh.
Two bands?
Bruh, I think, like, this is the perfect example. I heard Jay-Z say this in he says this in the Ghost of Soulja Slim, and I think I'm finally, this is why I love listening to songs 1,000 times over, because there's so many things to love about, like, songs, especially your favorite songs, and that's one of my favorite things about rap, especially when you incorporate a good beat with a good flow and all that different type of shit. Like, some shit is said so... with such brevity, it's like it's hard to catch sometimes, and it takes multiple times to digest. I think Jay-Z says something like he says something, let me see, I could look up the lyrics, but it's something like Jim Crow sold my soul to me, like I will never sell my soul, something basically conceptually that Jim, like, they say pressure makes diamonds or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and one of the reasons black people are so funny, we can do, not just funny, but we're so artistic and we're so excellent, especially, like, American black people, but black people all over the world. Yeah, like, it's because we go through so much shit, like, and we can convert that. Like, that's the reason I think we're the funniest people on the fucking earth, because, like, nigga, we can convert that pain into, like...
Two pimp, a butterfly.
Yeah, basically, conceptually.
Like, whether we, like, all famous and all that shit, we all getting pimp for some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how niggas learn how to make friends. You gotta be funny. You gotta be able to talk to people. You gotta be, like, you know what I'm saying? You learn how to do all types of shit.
Let me see. Jay-Z, I'm trying to find the exact...
Appreciate it.
The exact lyric...
Do that in my
house. My ancestors took old food, made soul food. Jim Crow's a trope too. He stole his own music. That's the blood that goes through me. So you assuming I could never sell my soul? They sold my soul to me. So like conceptually, like I couldn't sell my soul because like my soul was created through like the selling of my people and all that shit. Which is crazy, bro. Soul food? It's amazing. Like,
Anonymous.
And then also, like, just even the way he opened it up.
Anonymous fucking didn't do anything like I said they weren't going to do. They showed up and they dropped some police info, and then after the riots died down, the niggas disappeared. I was thinking we were going to have a government collapse. It's still niggas that are dying from unknown diseases that probably don't even exist on the planet anymore. Yeah, running
Twitter
our fucking...
moments, nigga. Joe Biden won.
Joe Biden did win. Was that a big Twitter thing?
Yes. Remember when they had his VP called him? And then you, like, I think you retweeted some shit and it was like, not she found out while she was off a perk.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, but that shit was so funny. Kamala Harris, RoboCop. And she was like tweaking and shit. We did it, we won.
We did it, Joe.
You're gonna be the next president. Oh my goodness, not Kamala Harris. Not our vice president.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. It's so great. Now I just kinda wanna talk about memes. Bro.
Talk about
what? I love just memes, bro.
Memes. Like, memes.
I mean, I guess it's memes. Just the culture of the memes in and of themselves. Because there's so many different ways you can make memes. But yeah. Like, in my head, it's like the greatest memes are memes that are not meant to be memes, but they're still memes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, stuff that... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I remember this shit. This shit was
like,
crazy.
Stuff that, like, I have to put stuff up on the screen.
You really just hooked off on this nigga for no reason.
I would literally have to put certain things up on the screen.
Can you shit me? God damn.
I'm trying to think. There are a few.
When you say memes that aren't supposed to be memes but are still memes, do you mean like the Will Smith crying face this year?
Kind of like that. Yes, kind of. Yes, kind of like that. But deeper than that. Like the SpongeBob memes. Because, like, A is ancient. Nah, A is ancient in your
SpongeBob
memory.
SpongeBob memes
like,
are fucking timeless.
That brings back some buried shit.
But the thing is, most SpongeBob memes aren't even like There are definitely hilarious ones that are just like, just funny moments in the show that they just, but it's stuff like, bro, like I have the this
face and shit.
Bro, I have this literally in my yeah. Yo,
do y'all remember when the crackhead was airing like, it out?
Yeah, the fucking that police. Shit was crazy, bro. This nigga was in a video game. As fuck. But like, for example, there's a moment in SpongeBob. Oh my god! There's a moment in SpongeBob where he's talking to the cops, and they're like, I can't remember. And they showed him a picture. They were like, do you know who this is? And he's like, I don't know what he says. I don't remember what he says. But they're like, calm down, son. It's just a drawing. Like, so like, somebody might have posted something on Twitter. And it was like, they were like making the dog sounds at like a picture of like an anime character or something like that. Yeah. And somebody in the comic section was like took that with the subtitles, calm down. So it's just a drawing. I saw a oh my god, Stacy posted a picture under Cash App did the we're doing our Fridays thing, put your like put your Cash App under here. She put a Cash App, and there was a picture from, I put it in our group chat, and there was a picture from Robin Hood with the nigga dressed as like an old lady with the kid, and the subtitle said, begging intensifies. Shit like that. Those are the funniest fucking memes to me.
I seen, what was this one? You seen the one, the Spare Coochie meme?
Spare coochie? Oh my goodness.
Those are fucking hilarious.
Can I get some coochie? Please, can I get some coochie? Woo! Woo!
Calm down. Son. Or like the Dexter meme where he whispering in the little girl ear and shit.
That was a while ago.
It was, but that shit's still funny as fuck, bro.
Bro, let me see. Like, literally, this one scene has like five different images. Let me see. There's like just moments like you can catch.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's so many.
Calm down, son. It's just a drawing, not the real thing.
Oh my goodness. The conceptually, hold up. Have you seen the full version of it? It's actually funny where they walk away. It's actually funnier.
I know that's got to be like your top 10 memes, bro. For sure. Yeah, that brother's starving.
It's even funnier.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
Nah, like, let me see. This is this the whole thing? It's even funnier with the whole damn scene, bro. Yeah, so that brother's starving. I wish I could. I wish I had the whole.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
I wish I had it, fucking. Where is the whole thing, bruh? Oh, God. Hopefully it's in this. Like I said, Toby would have been better prepared. But, like, the whole fucking actual thing is, yeah, that brother's starving. But I am, too. Let's go. Let's go. That's even funnier, bruh.
Oh, my God.
Damn, man.
Oh, bruh, the Leonardo DiCaprio. The picture from Django.
Oh, with him laughing?
Bro, I got one with him holding a big ass bag of gas, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah. I've been
saying that. Yes, bro. Like, dude, like, fuck. God damn it, man.
Or when he's holding,
that nigga been holding a lot of shit.
That dude.
What dude?
When Leonardo DiCaprio's holding, what's that nigga's name? Is it Samuel? Samuel Jackson.
When Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. And, like, the house is. Samuel Jackson's holding him, and, like, crying and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, master. Like, niggas have used that shit on Twitter, too.
That
though.
Shit is fucking hilarious. I love that one.
Yeah, bro. Anything involving Tyrese? We just talked about Tyrese.
Oh, word. I must have. Damn, I missed that.
Dude, you didn't see anything going on with Tyrese? How he was sleeping and, how he was sleeping in a 90 degree heat?
No, what the fuck? Why was he doing that shit?
Oh my goodness, nobody knows, man. I can't even rehash that. Like, I literally, that's the conclusion that we came to.
That's the conclusion that we fucking came to, that we don't know what the fuck. I want to find this fucking
thing. Shout out to the ball, brother. So.
I want to find this fucking part of the video before we fucking sign off, because it's even funnier than the regular one. I should have just saved it.
That one is fucking hilarious.
With the nigga licking the fucking what's his face.
Oh, you still got your Twitter on regular?
Nah, I don't really use Twitter. No, it's on dark. I don't really use my Twitter on my computer, though. Like,
my shit be on dark now. That shit look weird to me now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to fucking.
Bro, something that happened this year when on Friendsgiving, after I drank that tea. I tried to compose a tweet. I could see every fucking little light in the screen of my phone, dog. I was tripping out.
Oh, dude.
Like writing a tweet was such a challenging task.
It is.
I was like, what the? There's been so many times I've gone to make tweets and I have a funny concept in my head. I'm like, how the fuck do I work? Fuck it. And I just like give up on the tweet.
Dude, yeah. It's very hard to... It's actually extremely, extremely hard.
Which pisses me off, because I can write like a whole song, but I can't like write a tweet.
When do you like? Tripping? You can write a song?
Yes.
You can write a whole song, but you can't write a tweet? I don't even know how that works. I can't manage to... Dude.
That's funny.
Dude, that's crazy, because like, I can't even like... Especially LSD. I cannot... do stuff like that. Like, for my birthday, I usually trip. I usually trip a tab, at least on my birthday. And I try to do it at a... Now I'm trying to... And now I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I kind of like tripping, especially this year for my birthday. We tripped earlier in the day. And by the time I came down, it was about, like, 11, 12 at night. And I was like, okay, cool. But I can actually kind of, like, go to sleep now versus taking it, like, later in the day. So, after a certain point, I literally just don't answer my calls. And I'm like, bro, I can't even, like, talk to people. Like, I can talk to, like, I can talk to people, but I cannot, like, texting and shit, the words be, like, the letters be, like, ooh. And I'd be like, bro, I cannot even, like.
They be groovy, man.
Yeah, I'd be like, bro
I ain't gonna, I be off the gas sometimes having trouble composing texts. Because I'm like, dude, I know I pressed the right letter. The fuck happened, G? Like, how I missed my own screen?
Damn, that's crazy.
Dude, yeah. Does that not happen to you?
What you mean?
I'm talking to Ron.
No. not when I'm just high, but on LSD, yeah. Man, I really can't compose, because that should be...
Bruh, everything be
all over
too
the place.
Loose. That is the best way to describe it. Everything be absolutely too loose. I'd be like, bruh, it's very hard for me to, like, really focus. I literally have to just dive into my, like...
So are we still on Twitter moments?
Yeah, we're about to be off of everything in a second. Because I don't think I can find this fucking... I don't think I can find this shit. Why did I bookmark some of these, in fact? These have to be really funny or really good. Ooh!
That nigga Steve Smith.
The fact that Steve can sing is
probably... It's time to wake up, Stan. It's time to stand up and be a man. Be the husband that you told her you were gonna be. Forever. But I can't see what's wrong with you. You got a wife, a hot one too. But if you keep on looking, you won't end up together.
Oh my God. Every time he's
copyright.
You're right, which is so hell. Oh my God. Gosh. Yo.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
All right, man. We love y'all. It's been a beautiful year. It's been a beautiful Sharks. I can't watch that on loop.
I just want to give a quick shout out to us for, keeping it going, keeping it consistent.
Yes, bro. Congratulations. Because I remember when you called me. That happened this year. Then you called me earlier.
I don't got that kind of time.
No.
Because it's the panorama.
Yeah. All that shit. You literally called me earlier this year and was like, I want to start a podcast. And you just started a podcast, my nigga.
Niggas don't even make it that far. That's crazy. It's crazy. Like I said this earlier, man. I was like, bro, niggas be like, I'm going to start a podcast. And they get through episode 1, 2, maybe 3, bro. Like, nigga, we on episode 14, bro.
14.
14. Yeah. Not missing beats, bruh. And I know Toby would be here if he could have been here. He literally told me, like, I'm like, by the time I get there, it's going to be late. Like, it's not possible. The like, universe had like, bruh, the plans. And literally, like, the universe was like, oh, cool, Ant, here. Like, like, that's fucking crazy.
Like, there ain't got nobody for this podcast. Bet, I'm pulling up. It's me right here.
I just really want to thank everybody that's even made it, like, this far with us.
We're gonna grow. Shout out to the supporters and the listeners, man. Keep watching. And even our supporters in fucking
Angling, bro.
Fucking angling
everywhere, bro. We got some new listeners in Cali and shit. I feel like this particular one was a little bit more loose. Like, Toby does provide that. I don't give a.
He got that structure.
See, that's the thing. Element. This is the thing. I don't get, like, I've said this earlier as far as, like, I said this earlier as far as it just goes with, like, science. I'm not someone who per se believes, like, the moon and all that other shit is like, this is how you're gonna feel today, or like stuff like that. But bro, patterns exist, bro.
Oh yeah.
Ron's a Gemini. I'm a fucking Aries. Toby is a fucking Scorpio. Ron's a mutable sign. I'm a cardinal sign. Toby is a fixed sign. So Toby anchors us. Like, Toby be coming in with his fucking notes. Toby be knowing what the fuck is going on. Yeah. Toby be fucking ready, man. We're about to fucking action.
Shout out to Toby.
Shout out to fucking Toby, bro. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Love y'all. Happy New Year. We'll see y'all next year. All
right, y'all.
All technicality. Thank y'all.
Oh, hold up. All
right. Wakanda forever. NSARS. Black Lives Matter. Fuck that nigga, bitch, McConnell. Damn, we didn't even touch on the fucking iced tea. It don't even fucking matter, bro. All right, man.